I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Each week, we join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and our guest on Political Corner. Today, they look at Tuesday's election results and the various ballot measures chosen by voters. Democrats won big on Tuesday. Juan, what's being said in Washington about what this may mean for midterm elections?
Democrats did do well, and they hope this will create momentum as they prepare for midterm elections in 2006. On the other side, though, Ed, the Republicans are saying these local elections will have no bearing on their candidates going forward. Joining me now to talk more about both sides of the issue, Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. Donna now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. Also with us, Robert Trainum, a GOP political strategist. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Juan.
Let's start with the Detroit mayoral race, where Kwame Kilpatrick squeaked by the former deputy mayor Freeman Hendricks. Donna, what do you make of this?
There was a last-minute surge in support for Kwame Kilpatrick. You know, I think voters looked at his record. They looked at some of the scandals and controversy, and they said, you know what, we're going to stay with the candidate that we know best. Kwame proved in the last closing hours of the campaign that he could rally Detroiters to support him, to give him a second chance, to try to fix some of the problems that he said when he was elected 4 years ago that he would tackle. So this is a great opportunity for Kwame to really demonstrate leadership and getting Detroit back on his feet and changing the political climate in that city. Kwame has some major problems facing his city, like many other big city mayors. He's lost the revenue. The business community is really not anxious to invest. I think Kwame will use this second term to try to improve the city's economic forecast as well as improve its public schools.
Robert Trainum, looking at this from the Republican side, there wasn't really no substantial Republican challenger in a city like Detroit. What does it say to you about the state of the Democratic Party in a big city like Detroit? Is it the case that the business community, the white suburban communities, just look at this and shake their head?
Well, I think it's more than that. I mean, look, Mayor Kilpatrick is a very energetic, dynamic individual. You know, granted, I do agree with Donna that he does or did bring to the table a lot of baggage. But listen, I mean, he is all about the future. And I think from a perception standpoint, that's what he was able to convey to his constituents in Detroit. The Republican Party knows that Detroit is 80% African American. And having said that, is overwhelmingly Democrat. And so to try to run a Republican for mayor in that city is almost, literally that person would be the sacrificial lamb, if you will.
Let's look at two other mayoral elections that took place this week. In Atlanta, Shirley Franklin was easily reelected, and in Houston, Bill White was easily reelected. In cities that are struggling to accommodate large numbers of evacuees from New Orleans, Robert Trainum, why no challengers to these two big city mayors?
Going back to my point about Mayor Kilpatrick, I mean, I will go first with Mayor Franklin. She is a very dynamic, charismatic speaker. She is still, struggling with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in terms of bringing in, or housing rather, victims from New Orleans. And so she has a lot of goodwill with the business community, as well as obviously with the residents of Atlanta in that city. We Republicans knew that it would be an uphill battle to try to unseat her. And quite frankly, I'm glad she won re-election because, again, she is a very, very solid pick for the Democrats.
Donna Brazile, when you look at Shirley Franklin, when you look at Bill White, and you look at them trying to deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, do you see people who are exhibiting strong leadership, or do you see that people who are politically insulated and it didn't matter how they handled a controversy like that?
Well, first of all, both of these mayors are very popular in their cities. They're popular statewide. They're very competent. They have a great team around them. Their response to Katrina was, you know, bring them on. Bring the residents in. We'll accommodate them. So I applaud these two mayors. They're good mayors. They're good, solid public servants. And let's hope that Shirley Franklin is thinking big and thinking big enough to run for governor one day or perhaps run for the United States Senate.
All right, another mayoral race in New York City. Mayor Mike Bloomberg wins re-election over challenger Fernando Ferrer, who would have been the first Hispanic mayor of New York City. And Ferrer tried so hard to appeal to Black and Latino voters, but was outspent, I believe, 10-1. So Robert Trainum, when you look at a Republican mayor of New York City defeating someone who was appealing to the minority community, are we looking at now a political divide emerging along race lines in that city?
Not at all. In fact, what Mayor Bloomberg tried to do, and I think he was very successful in, is trying to reach across the racial lines to bring everyone together. Look, it's an open secret that New York City is a predominantly Democratic city. In fact, Democrats outnumbered Republicans 5-1. It is a very diverse city ethnic-wise. And what Mayor Bloomberg did, which was something that Mayor Giuliani did as well, which is to literally break down the racial barriers and says, I am not necessarily a Republican running for re-election. I'm your mayor running for re-election. And we've done a lot of work. We've done a lot of good over the last 4 years. Let's continue on that effort. I mean, he relentlessly went through all the boroughs, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and literally shook thousands of hands, not taking any vote for granted. And he should be commended for that.
Donna?
Well, you know, this is one of those situations where Democrats have now had four straight losses in New York City. You know, Mayor Bloomberg is a Republican in name only. He's pro-gay rights, pro-choice, and, you know, he ran a very strong campaign. But I do believe the Democrats have a lot to look forward to in 2006. Hillary will be the head of the ticket there in the state, and we have a great gubernatorial candidate. And I think Elliot Spitzer. So I think Democrats are going to let this one go by the wayside and focus on 2006 and beyond.
Let me just do a quick survey of the national results here. The big numbers came in terms of the surprise that John Corzine, the senator from New Jersey, was able to defeat Doug Forrester pretty handily. An even bigger surprise, Tim Kaine over Jerry Kilgore, the Democrats winning both in New Jersey and Virginia. And then going out west to California, where you saw Governor Schwarzenegger's initiatives that would have limited state spending, given him more power to make budget cuts, to fire teachers, required public employee unions to get their members' consent before they use dues for political contributions. It looks like across the board here, we have Democrats doing well, Republicans not doing so well. So, Robert Trainum, how do you see these results?
Well, some are troubling, some are not so troubling. I mean, keep in mind that New Jersey is a Democratic state, and so I mean, everyone knew that the Kaine versus Kilgore race was going to be neck and neck, no question about it. Going over to California, listen, Governor Schwarzenegger has an uphill battle to climb, if you will, just in terms of trying to curb state spending and trying to rein in the radical unions out there, as well as obviously trying to police, if you will, teachers that may not be doing their jobs. And so I'm pretty confident that when Governor Schwarzenegger gets on the ballot himself, he will carry the day.
Donna, do you think Schwarzenegger's star is fading?
Well, first of all, he had no political capital. He had no momentum behind him. He didn't have a Gray Davis to beat up on. So I think the governor was up against the Public Employees Union. He was up against public opinion. People rejected those initiatives. And I think in the process, it's time the governor go back to the drawing board and to find ways to work with Democrats to get some of his initiatives through the legislature and not circumvent the process.
All right. Well, thank you all. I've been joined by Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. She now runs her own political consulting firm. And Robert Trainum, GOP political strategist. Thank you both for joining us this week on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.